We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with Beach & Company. Yes, they said it was a protest. If so, it was a shrunken one. Seven or eight people at the airport waiting for the bishop to come back from his meeting with the Pope in Italy. And so I'm asking, I know what the people who are protesting want as their first thing. The first thing would be quit and leave now, okay? They're very upset that it was not handled properly and don't want them to stay another day, if possible. But beyond that, there has to be something in your mind beyond that. To come up with a game plan to try and make the diocese responsible for, not make them, but see if they are responsible for some of these claims and get that taken care of. A new awareness campaign maybe would be very helpful. A lot of things like that. So you must have some thoughts of what you'd like once he leaves, because he's only got a short amount of time. Now, they have to leave at age 75. That's a mandatory retirement. So you have to have some kind of thought that he's not going to be here long. What would you like to see him do while he's here? Because it's obvious he's not running out the front door. Let's go to Ella in West Seneca. Ella, you're on WBEN.
Hiya, Sandy. What a mess, huh?
Yeah, it really is. The whole international news scene is a mess, though.
Well, I think everybody's lost their brains.
I think so, all at once, too.
Yeah. Now, I don't like what's going on, but there are a lot of good priests around.
Sure.
And this isn't fair. And my feeling on it is, no, these things aren't right, but don't blame the faith. Don't blame the church for what man does. Look at the fathers that abuse their daughters.
Yes, that's true. And there's certainly enough crime to go around outside of the walls of the church. However, you know who should be the most anxious to get this thing done and taken care of and moving forward would be the priests, because the priests all get painted with the same brush. Now, you started by saying there's some good priests. There certainly are. And if I were one of them, and I considered myself a good priest, I would be banging on the bishop's door to get this thing cleaned up and cleared up so that we can get to our real job, and that is being representatives of our church.
Right. Senior moment. I get more speech all the time, and I hate it. But it's man.
Imagine when you become a senior, Ella.
Sandy, we all have choices. Yeah. And mankind is what mankind is. And some people try to walk the straight and narrow, and others don't.
Well, I guess, mankind was given a choice by God, an unfortunate one at times, because we often don't make the right choices. We're very much obliged to go to the left or right, but not right in the center, and we make a lot of mistakes.
As far as Malone, I'd say let him finish, and he's going to get out anyway.
Well, somebody said earlier, and I don't know this to be true, it's just what they said, that if he leaves, if he quits, that he will lose any benefits, any retirement plans and benefits, things like that, that he would have received had he stayed.
Well, he made his choice.
Yeah. Yeah, and who knows? They certainly, most of them aren't wealthy, so I don't know how you would live. Maybe there's some fund or some place, but I'm not familiar with it.
Sandy, you know how you would live? You would live like a 96-year-old senior that hasn't got enough money.
Well, you certainly sound like a happy woman, Ella, though.
Well, I have to be. Let's put it, I have to paddle my canoe the best I can with what I've got.
Well, I think just from me talking to you over these years, I'm very impressed with, if you'll pardon the expression, your canoe. I think you're really focused. I think you sound like a wonderful lady. And the time I met you, you proved that to be true.
Sandy. I'm still looking how to patch the leaks. I'm getting leaks every time I turn around more and more. Eventually,
I hope they're in your house.
Think, as long as I'm not in it, right?
Yeah. What kind of leaks are you having? A roof?
Financial.
Oh, financial. Well,
when you get to be 96, the body don't work like it does. The mind is willing.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, hey, that's. Maybe you can get the extended warranty. They offer that. That's good. Just don't get the rust proofing.
But really, Sandy, I don't know if I really want an extended. I'm ready to say it.
You've brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, Ella. Every time you're on the radio, lots of people hear you. And I get a lot of remarks from people that comment on your calls, and they like you a lot. You seem to be.
You made my day.
You're the spirit of America.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Ella.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. She's a lovely woman. She really, truly is. And I've met her once. Tony, you met her too. We brought her in here, where she surprised me by being in the lobby with a pie. How good is that? Now, she didn't need a pie. She's welcome at any time. Just a lovely lady. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's see, on our text board, the WBEN Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's so wrong not speaking up, especially for children. Why don't they talk to him privately instead of waiting in mobs in public? I don't think it was a mob. It was a small group, but they always take tight shots of the protesters when there aren't many there that make enough to be a protest. There were about 7 or 8, according to people.
How many people should be there before it should be counted as a protest?
We need an over and under. I'm thinking if it's a legitimate protest, there should be at least 100 people. What do you think?
Oh, I was going to say 20. So you're.
Oh, wow. You're lowballing.
Yeah, I guess I am.
20. You're almost there with what they had. They had 7 or 8. What do you think
that's
there?
That's not a protest. That's just showing up.
No, it's just showing up, hoping there's a camera or a microphone there. What do you think, Beamer? What's an over and under on a protest?
Over and under?
Yeah. What's?
Yeah. How many should constitute a protest?
Yeah. How many do you need?
Oh, that's.
Did you skip math in school? Or?
I don't want to offend anybody, but I think.
Oh, go ahead.
I think for it to be a protest,
a real protest,
I think you should have 20 or more.
20. Okay, you guys are easy. Now, when we were on our last trip, there was rioting going on in Spain. And where we were going for the final stop on the trip, they couldn't go at that time. So we went to Valencia, which is an alternative a port, and had a wonderful day there. And then they came in around 5 in the morning where the rioting was the day before. And there were like 5 huge ships there, including us, and all disembarked and get out of there. And I don't know what happened afterwards because there wasn't much coverage of it internationally. But locally, when you see it, there had to be 20,000 people.
That's a protest.
In waves of people. That's what I was thinking, the over and under of a mob. Waves of people. And apparently, we got in there real early. So did the other ships. Got in there 5, 6. People don't protest at 5 or 6. They protest at night. And in the morning, 5 or 6 in the morning, they're not protesting. So obviously the ship's people all know that. So they come in, disembark, and leave. So that was interesting.
I'm not big in the protests. I think rallies are okay. Protests, nah.
Yeah.
I'm
because here's how you can tell a real protest. When all of the signs don't read the same thing. You know, when they're individual signs. Because otherwise it's just a union deal where they print 100 signs that all say the same thing. So once you have all the signs saying the same thing, you know it's just union, not really from the heart, not really a true uprising from the natives, from the people. So,
I mean, have you ever changed your mind from viewing a protest?
Yeah, I went and brought back my 32-inch bat and got the 38-inch bat.
Okay, yeah. That's
so sometimes you have to be ready for it.
It's an adjustment.
It is. It is. Proper planning.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about. Mr. Beamer, what are you chewing?
I was getting ready to.
You want to share that with the class? Are you chewing gum?
No.
I want you to sit behind the piano. Oh, you're just moistening your lips.
Yes, yes. Right? I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. Dry Lips. Is that your nickname?
I don't want to get myself in trouble by trying to play a joke off
no,
of that.
No, don't, please.
Let's go with Will, who says, everyone has a boss telling you what to do and how to do it. These problems were around the church decades before this bishop. I totally thought Pope John Paul was a real man of God. This problem with pedophiles preceded John Paul, who made an effort to deal with it under his watch. Unfortunately, that attempt took a toll on him physically, and he never recovered. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if getting Bishop Malone, having Bishop Malone step down is the answer, but something does have to happen soon. Maybe a change of leadership would help.
Well, you know, there was one phrase in the one you just read that is very important. Not on my watch. I think that's a human trait. No one wants things that they didn't inherit to suddenly show up on their record and shows that they didn't deal with it themselves. So not on my watch. Because they're human beings first, they'd rather it just went away. If that doesn't work, maybe the next guy will take care of it because the last guy didn't. And so they're human beings. We think of them as above normal human frailties, but in truth, they're the same as we are, maybe more devout, maybe more focused toward their religion, but basically the same human traits as we have. Oh, I wish it would go away, because if it went away, everything else would be great. Or I can't do this. Nobody's been able to do this for 100 years, so just kind of push it off in the corner and deal with it as we have to. I think that's the way a lot of people think. You agree with that?
I definitely do.
Yeah, not on my watch.
But it just seems like the people in leadership positions of the Catholic Church haven't learned from past mistakes. I mean, there are still evidence that there have been cover-ups, not in Buffalo, but other places around the country, other dioceses, as recent as early this year. It's like they see what's going on, but they can't help themselves from repeating the cover-up process of the past.
There's a thing in when you're riding motorcycles, and your instructor will tell you this, and it's a human trait. I don't know why people do it, but they do it all the time. You're about to get into an accident in that brief moment when you know you're not going to be able to steer around it. You're going to crash into that tree, okay? Motorcyclists sometimes freeze. They know they can move those bars, but they don't do it. They just freeze, and they're hoping it turns out all right. There's something in the brain that doesn't tell them to move them properly, and so they just won't do it. And I think it's the same thing with making decisions. They come in, they look at the files, see what's happened, they realize where it is before it got there, and they freeze. They just keep going straight forward. They don't realize they can zig and zag around it. They can take care of it, and then they're real heroes because they're doing things that other bishops didn't or couldn't do.
If I wasn't able to steer my handlebars when I got hurt, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, you have to be able to do it
the right way because I would have been underneath the car rather than going over it.
That would not have been good.
No, that would have been bad.
Would have been a bad thing, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, I think, if we think of them as human beings instead of bishops or priests, yeah, they have a calling that we don't have. They may be especially good at what they do and bright and devout and all that. But every once in a while, that human trait shows up. And when it does, sometimes it's not serving us very well. All right. Let's see. You have another, Mr. Beamer.
I sure do, Sandy. Let's go to another top fan, Kathy, who says, I think it is time for Bishop Malone to step down. He has outstayed his time of effective leadership.
Well, that's true. It's hanging like a cloud where it supersedes any of the regular church business. When you see him, that's all you can think of. You don't think of what you should be thinking of in the religious aspects of your life. You just think of him, what's there, why isn't it being corrected? How come we haven't heard anything recently about any of the lawsuits or anything like that? What about bankruptcy? Is that the right thing to do? There's a lot of questions out there beyond the base question of these are people their assignments have been changed, their responsibilities have been changed. They have committed grievous sins and errors and things that had to be dealt with, and they have it all at once. And it's the big pile of stuff on your desk when you come back from vacation. The only way to take care of that is one at a time. You got to do it one at a time, because if you look at that pile of things on your desk, you'll walk away and take another day's vacation. We've all wanted to do that, haven't we? Tony, your desk is full of leaves. it's the leaves, but you did a good job this year. You managed to get it done early.
Yeah, I mean, the snow did bring down the last remaining of it, and it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get to that, but I think I did enough to where I'll be okay in the spring.
And Gutterman, we're on Gutterman's list to have them taken out of the gutters.
I don't think I'm going to be able to get to that this year. Maybe if it warms up a little bit, I'll be able to. But
yeah, it kind of put them on the sidetrack when we got this storm a couple
days
ago.
Yeah, it set us back a little bit.
All right, let's take a break and return. What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with the Beach and Company on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Ella sounds like a sweet grandmother everyone would love to have. That is the absolute truth. She is.
Absolutely.
She's such a doll. We love it when she calls us, and we really enjoy talking to her. Mr. Beamer, I'll go to the phones first this time around. We try and spread it out if we can. This is Dennis in South Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing? I'm one of the handful of protesters that was out at the airport last night.
Okay, how many would you say? They said 7 or 8. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was probably more like a few more showed up afterwards. There were about 12 of us, but this was a peaceful protest, Sandy. Some of us were saying the rosary. The bishop had nothing to be afraid of. There were a lot of media there waiting for him, too. And, heck, in South Buffalo, we used to call people like him scaredy cats. I mean, what was he afraid of?
Yeah, I think maybe he's a little weary. I'm sure when he met with the Pope, some of these things came up and he had to deal with it. And now he's back on home turf. He's probably, I don't know, but I'm guessing he might be a little weary.
Yeah, I have nothing against him personally. I don't know him personally, but I think it's time for him to step down. I talk to a lot of priests, And it's just made it very difficult for them to do their job.
I agree with that. And if I were a priest, that would be the thing that I would be pushing for, to get this thing cleared up, because everyone is painting priests with the same brush, which is very unfair. This is even though we hear about a lot of them, it's a very small number according to the total.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think the whole church needs a house cleaning.
I was going to ask you that. Suppose he quit today. What would you like to see him do that would get it back on track?
Well, I think they would absolutely, Sandy, have to bring in an outsider to just take a whole fresh look at everything they're doing, and then start doing it differently. I don't know who that outsider would be. I don't know what they would do differently, but I think they just need a fresh start. And I think it would buoy up the priests a lot to know that there's a new guy in there that's going to,
that cares,
do something different.
Yeah, I hear you. And thanks for calling. I appreciate your bird's eye view. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that happens a lot, in business, whether it's a church business or regular business. When it's time for a house cleaning, they have somebody do it, okay? Then they fire the person that does it and bring somebody in who didn't fire anybody. And therefore, his position or her position is, look, I just want to make it better. I didn't fire anybody. We were all in the same boat, as opposed to try and reconcile with the baggage from the person who had done the firing. Get that? So yeah. If I were firing a lot of people, I'd get very nervous that I might be next.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's what they do.
Otherwise, I'd like, bring in the big broom, make the changes, sweep the bad out.
Yeah, you got to show.
I'll start over.
First of all, you have to show that you care. And especially when you bring children into this. I mean, children is that's a flashpoint in there. They are innocent. They're vulnerable. They're taught by whom? By you. That priests are special people, special consideration, special admiration, things like that. And that's what they grow up. And then when things happen to them, they think it's their fault because they've been told all their life that this priest was like a perfect human beings. I had to say that human beings, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did.
I think we should all send the guy that does that commercial a syllable because he's missing a syllable. That's the problem. Let's see. Yeah, we got time for another one right now, and that would be on line two, Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Sandy.
Daryl.
We're parallel universe this morning.
Okay, what's going on?
All right. Let's compare the bishop, his situation, to yours and my marriages.
Leave mine out of your marriage. Okay, let's go with yours. Yeah.
You're going to follow me on this.
Okay, I hope so.
Take and think of it this way.
Yeah.
If you or I went out and screwed around on our wife.
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't even know your wife.
Just follow this along.
Okay, go ahead.
You get the point. If we were out screwing around on our wife.
Yeah.
She finds out.
Yeah.
The old battle hatch that's going to come out in the whole deal.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Sure.
What do you do to restore faith?
I think get a doctor to give you a snip.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I know you just threw this to laugh, make me laugh.
Yes, I hope so.
But if you think of it that way.
Yeah, well, they're in a tough position because...
Parallel universe thing.
Yeah. They're in a tough position, the bishops, because if they come and it started well before they got there, it's going to take the effectiveness of their message right out the window and they know it.
It's, and I'm sitting here thinking, and he's in a bad position because what are you going to do? He's got two years of a retirement?
Yep.
At his age. And I'm not sure in the church if, his housing, he doesn't own the house he lives in.
No, well, first of all, they sold the bishop's mansion. He's much, much more modest terms he's living. Well, he could do the same thing everybody else does, and you look for an apartment or a condo or whatever your bank account says you can look at and go from there.
I'm thinking back to one of the guys, there was a small church out here. and I don't think he was getting over $6,000 a year. Now, if that's all that man would have, it'd be his Social Security.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be enough to live.
It's not going
to
be much, no. And the thought of homeless priests, is that's not something that's very attractive either.
And then, and then I hear about the nuns and that, and I'm thinking, oh, boy.
Yeah, they say the nuns are worse off. And that message that they play each year at Christmas, I've heard it a lot, because I've been in radio a long time, about coming up with money for religious people who are retiring, mainly in this case, priests, and need a place to live. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, as far as the priests are concerned, these men devoted their life to the church. They work for you for practically nothing. And now, as you get to an advanced age, you're not going to take care of them? I found that to be strange indeed.
The thing about, and the other thing that really strikes me odd is the thing, 75 years old?
Yeah.
To retire?
Yeah.
Our men's mortality is way less than a woman,
Yeah, we don't have any of the good things that women have, including the better mortality rate.
Longer, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, thanks, Daryl. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBN. Let's go to, who would be here? I think it would be Matt in West Falls. Matt, you're on WBN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Matt. What do you have for us today?
I got what I think would be the perfect solution. It's very simple.
Good.
I think they should appoint a control board, similar to like what the county did years ago.
Right.
And on that control board, they can keep the bishop on there as an advisory, so he would still get his hours and his whatever. And then appoint, whether it's an investigative department and other people that can control the financing and the investigative. And, of course, anything that comes up, expose it, attend to it, rectify it, and move forward.
Well, I think the heart of your idea is a good one. I don't think the church would ever give up control, though. So I'm thinking similar to what you're thinking, but how about this? What if he went on an extended leave of absence where he was still an employee? He would not lose his pension. He would not lose any benefits. He's on a leave of absence, and when the clock clicks and he's finished the time he would have spent actively as the bishop, then he retires with full benefits.
That's fantastic. I mean, he's only got what, a couple?
2 years. 2 years is only 24 months. It's only 48 paychecks if you get paid every second week.
Yeah, and
that's it.
Unfortunately, if he is being paid peanuts, which I'm sure they are, they deserve more.
Sure.
What, in the cost of the diocese, it would be minimal.
Yeah, and therefore they could start correcting it right while he's still employed there, but he's on leave of absence, so he doesn't have to make any of those decisions. He gets to essentially start his retirement 2 years early.
Yeah, and it would clean it up.
Yep.
He's lost the respect of his flock, and I think it would bring a lot of I think if they appoint it would bring a lot of respect, return a lot of respect towards the institution.
I agree. Maybe that's the answer. Thank you very much. What do you guys think of my idea?
I go for it.
I mean, it's a clean, clear idea. I don't think it would have any downside to it, because remember, we have an auxiliary bishop here too. So a lot of the things could be corrected, moving on. The clock keeps tick, tick, ticking. Suddenly, cling, you have a happy birthday to you. You're now 75. Here is a bus ticket. Basically.
But isn't that rewarding him, though?
I have
trouble with it because of the cover-up.
I understand that. But what is your main thing to punish the bishop or to clean up the diocese?
That's true. That should be cleaning up the diocese. Should
has
be
to
the
be
main
first.
Thing.
And as long as it's first, then you do that. It allows you to do it without changing hierarchy. Nobody is the new bishop because the old bishop is simply, or the prior bishop, I should say.
It's just a puppet.
Just on the sidelines. And then when the clock expires, he's ready to go.
I see your point.
He's a free agent.
Yep.
But he has played into...
Maybe Buddy Shula could hire him for WEC.
It's a possibility.
What do you think? I mean, he could do something that make his brand there, yeah.
But he is, in my opinion, again, this is my opinion, he is part of the problem they're trying to cover up. And like Tony, I have a problem with the cover-ups, and I come back to none of this, they wouldn't be doing any of this trying to work on it, trying to get out of this issue if it wasn't brought to the public's attention by someone else. I mean, he's only doing this because he got caught covering up.
Well, see, here's the problem. The term cover-up usually means nobody else knows about it. You're doing something illegal or something wrong, but you're trying to keep something from being public. My plan with having him go on an extended leave of absence is you're not covering anything up. Here he is. He's on his leave of absence. This will end on put the date when he becomes 75. It's all disclosure. Everybody knows what's going on, and I think most people would favor that. The only ones that wouldn't favor it are people who think he deserves a personal punishment for not doing his job when it call him. Those people would not be happy. However, if I were in the diocese, I would want the problem cleared up before I would care about the punishment of the bishop. That would be my priority. But there are some that's not enough. You need your pound of flesh. They wouldn't be happy with that. But I think basically it would take care of the problem. Let's go to Carol in Tonawanda. Carol, you're on WBEN.
I have a couple of points.
Okay.
Number one, after being a bishop, does that preclude you from getting any other job? Couldn't he apply for another job somewhere?
I think he could certainly apply for any job he wanted. Yeah.
So that would take care of his money after.
That's true, but you have to think of what are your marketable skills are.
Well,
you know, hearing confessions, not a lot of open jobs for that.
Uber?
Oh, yes, there are some that are on that now.
Consultant-type things?
Yeah, there's a management consultants, absolutely.
And then the other thing is, he's not an entity unto himself. I'm sure he has friends, family.
Sure.
He could live with.
I think he could move in with Buddy Shula. I really agree with that. I think Buddy should hire him because what better person to have on the air than an ex-bishop? See, you would have all of the information you needed about any church matters, whatever. It would be a nice glow. And I think that would be a nice opening.
Well, I think he has a future, even if he leaves the diocese.
I agree. Thank you very much. Yep. As a management consultant, something like that. Hello there, Mr. What's your name?
Dan, NEAVERTH, winner of many awards over the years.
I know, five of them, yes.
I'm now doing another little radio show on another radio station.
I'm sure they will keep
Can I mention the name of the station?
Let's see. Let me look
it up. It's WEC.
Let me look it up.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I want to look it up.
I didn't wait for your permission. I'm sorry.
It says you can't mention WEC.
Oh, okay. Listen, you see what I did? See how I got in? I passed security here.
Oh, that's cool.
I have a TSA pre-check.
Wait, I have a TSA pre-check. They never
check it. Well, it cost me $85. It gets me in anywhere.
That's helpful. Yeah. Have you used it yet?
Oh, yeah, I've used it.
Yeah, on our trips, we use them. They're very, very effective.
Are you going to do another trip?
We, as a matter of fact, Dan, tomorrow night we're going to announce three trips. You're going to be with me. And we're going to announce three trips. We're not going to say where until then. That's
okay.
Tomorrow night,
yeah.
At the Garden Hilton Garden Hotel across the street from the airport.
Yeah, okay.
And people who want to...
If somebody wants to contact me, I'll tell you ahead of time.
Thank you. 1-844-688-7477. This first trip, don't say it now.
No, I won't.
Do not say it.
No, I'm not going to say
it. First trip is a blockbuster.
I think Antarctica is a wonderful idea.
My Antarctica, I remember her.
Exactly.
Yeah, she was married to Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Okay. That was my aunt.
It was
Antarctica.
Your aunt.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Made great cookies.
Some people were asking about you the other day. We're
really?
In mixed company. We saw you. We sat right next to you at the MDA thing for partially.
For I did my disappearing act, as a matter of fact.
You did. I'm sorry, I have to leave. I've got to feed the dog. And I know you don't have a dog, Dan.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good way to get out of it. You have to just sit there and people.
No, I was there for the honor for Irv.
For Irv.
That was great.
Irv and the family.
For Irv Weinstein.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, and his family met his family. I talked to everybody, and then I just disappeared.
His family, when they spoke, was absolute. You could not hear literally a pin drop. It was very emotional.
Wait a minute. Wait, I did hear a pin drop.
Well, you
it kind of bothered me. Yeah, I have good hearing aids.
You probably dropped it.
These are Bernafon hearing aids.
I want a hearing off between you and Tony. I'll put better batteries, huh? Sure is hot out, Tony.
Well,
all right, that about wraps it up.
Tony has that big horn that he holds up to his ear.
None too soon. Hey, I don't interrupt your show, pal.
Yeah. He's
hey, huh? Hey, what do you think I am? I'm only a human beans. That about wraps it up. See you tomorrow at 9.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.